Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday, second Tuesday of the month, which means our chance to get an update from Riley County. And today joining us in studio, we have Riley County Commissioner, who is the commission chair this year, Greg McKinley. Good morning.
Morning.
And joining him to his left is Greg McHenry, the Riley County appraiser. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both in here this morning as we get a love getting these chances to get an update. We have the hour-long segment here for this because it's such a it's just a really good opportunity for people to call in if they have any concerns and get a chance to hear what's going on and behind the scenes at Riley County. We've got a lot going on. I know there's some things we're going to talk about going on later this week, even with the Riley County Commission. They'll have a special meeting on Thursday, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I know Greg, you brought in Mr. McHenry here because he's got some updates on evaluations, I guess.
Yeah, I think he brought me in to be the fall guy today. I'm not sure. No, this is the time of the year when county appraisers statewide are mandated to send out the updated values for the current year. Excuse me. So actually next week, February 16th, we'll be mailing out about 26,000 property valuation notices, and those notices include what the 22 value is, as well as, for comparison's sake, the 21 value. And that gives property owners, number one, an opportunity to see what their value is, and number two, it gives them an opportunity to ask us questions if they want to know how we arrived at that value. It also gives them an opportunity to do what we call an informal appeal, if they disagree with the value. And we typically have, out of 26,000 appeals, typically have about 400 or so who take that option. It's something we actually kind of look forward to because it's our opportunity to make sure that our property values are accurate and correct. And that's really all we're trying to do at the end of the day.
Now, and trying to figure out how those are, because I know they vary from year to year. And does the state govern that? Do they have like a threshold that you have to kind of meet?
That's a good question. Yeah. You know, the great thing about the Kansas property tax system, in my humble opinion, is we are graded very strictly on our work each year. And one of the ways they grade us is at the end of every year, they do what's called a ratio study. And so every property that's sold, that's considered an open market sale, is compared to the county value. So the county value divided by the sale price gives us a ratio. And they compile all of those ratios and calculate a median or midpoint ratio of all those. And by state statute, we're mandated to be, that median is mandated to be between 90 and 110%. Now, we've never been over 100. No one wants to be over 100. That would mean you're over-appraising properties slightly. Typically, our sales ratio is about 97 to 98%, so we're very close to market, but not over. The problem this year is so far our ratio is 90%, and that's the lowest ratio that we've had since statewide reappraisal in 1989. You know, people would ask, why is that? It's because the sale prices have exceeded, in our very, very active market, have exceeded the county's values that were set a year ago. So this year, we're seeing property value increases that we haven't seen for several years. We're in double-digit range. Probably 10 to 14% would be kind of the range for most people that are in the city of Manhattan or the areas immediately surrounding Manhattan. For residential properties.
I guess maybe not a total surprise just because of the way the market's been the past year, but that seems high.
Yeah. Back in 2005 and 2006, we had a very active market, and we had some double-digit increases in value then. But, you know, I always remind people that the changes in the market are really as simple as supply versus demand. And, you know, Manhattan-Riley County for a long time, not just this year, has consistently had more demand than it's had supply. This particular year, really the last 18 months or so, we've seen that gap even bigger. And we've seen sales of homes where people bid up over the asking price. The length of time on market is very, very short for most homes, a matter of a few days. Those are all typically symptoms of an active real estate market where there's high demand. You know, we're not a community where, like in a Denver or something, where we see big wholesale developments of 50 or 60 houses. Most of the homes that are built here on the Raleigh County side are custom homes and built, you know, for a specific buyer with their specific wants and needs. And very few what we would call spec homes where they're building hoping to sell to a buyer in the future. That's not typically our market. And that kind of adds to the, to that supply gap. So, it's really as simple as we have more demand than supply, and that causes the prices to increase.
Mm-hmm. I imagine because of the appeal process here, you're probably going to have more appeals than normal this year.
You know, we thought that would be the case last year, and we had a record low.
Really?
I do expect that we'll have more this year, but I think part of the difference in our community versus some of them is people are pretty aware of what's going on. You know, they know about that house that sold across the street, and they're all talking about it. They're very aware, both from the media and other sources that this is an active market, and that, you know, it's not just a recent thing that's been going on for, you know, a year and a half or so at least. So don't know what to expect. You know, we'll handle whatever comes our way, but I do think one difference in our community is we have an educated, well-informed group of people and property owners, and so we may not see those numbers go up as much as we might think.
And I imagine, Raleigh County's not alone in this. I'm sure Pottawatomie County, Geary County, seeing kind of the similar trends.
They are. Our kind of peer group, counties that seem to be similar to us, would be Douglas County, somewhat Johnson, and, of course, the western portions of Pottawatomie County, somewhat Geary County. All those counties are seeing substantial increases in value and, kind of going through the same issues, prices being bid up, supply is in inventory of homes for sale is not meeting the demand. And, of course, that means sale prices are higher.
All right.
The other thing that I think that comes into play that some people don't realize or think about is financing is very, very inexpensive. You know, our interest rates are still historical lows. The first home that my wife and I bought back in 92, I think our interest rate was 8%. We thought that was great. You know, people are buying homes now for 3% loans, 2.875, 3.25. You know, that's very, very inexpensive. And that kind of adds to the demand. People are able to buy a little bigger home or higher priced kind of home than they would if interest rates were 4 or 5%.
Well, with everything you mentioned, how it's really an issue of supply and demand. So that would tell us then that these trends, at some point, it's going to stable off here and maybe they'll start to drop down again here, maybe next year or the year after. I don't know.
You know, I've got a chart back in my office that shows the appreciation rate of homes back into the late 80s, and we have never taken a dip. We have flattened out a couple of times, but in our market, we've not taken a dip. Now, that's different than what people would say nationally. You know, back in 08, 09, when the housing bubble hit nationally, areas like Phoenix and Chicago and Detroit and Vegas, you know, they saw severe crashes in their housing market, and usually because they were overbuilt and or they were lending money to folks who probably couldn't afford the home in the first place. And we don't have those factors in play here in Manhattan Raleigh County. So we've seen a long history of some appreciation of homes, and really not ever seen a a dip. Even back in 08, 09, we flattened out a bit, but we didn't see a dip in the market.
Well, that's interesting. Again, we're talking about Greg McHenry, Riley County Appraiser. Greg McKinley, Riley County Commission Chair, also joining us here this morning. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break, and we'll come back more here of In Focus in a moment on News Radio KMAN.